100 miles an hour in the fast lane, 100 miles an hour in my head. And vagabond dreaming takes me through the night, sipping whiskey by the river, living out of sight. 100 miles an hour in the fast lane, 100 miles an hour toward the light. See the curve in that river's bed, and I look at you when I see my friend. 100 miles an hour in the fast lane, 100 miles an hour till the end.
This is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Very excited to be back here today after approximately 2 weeks. You know, it's a little bit of a big day today. I am turning 21. And this episode is called, excuse me while I wake up my hands by cracking my knuckles. Anyways, I'm definitely one to get a little bit in the clouds, existential, etc. on my birthday, because I don't know what, that's just all I can think to do. So I guess in this episode, I'll be talking a little bit here and there about that. But yeah, I all of a sudden last night was like, I have to change this entire episode. Anyways, yeah, that was Rolling Out the Red Carpet by Hail the Sun. And they just have this line that's like, rage is the itch I'm not scratching. I'm like, wait a minute. Rage is the itch I'm not scratching. And also have, you know, I've been thinking about the themes in my life, the cycles I've been going through, all of these things. And, you know, my birthday makes me feel like, you know, there's like this point in the year where I should have this certain understanding or like comprehension of myself or like awareness of the year that just passed. And, you know, as much as birthdays are really special, that's kind of having an expectation that, you know, can set up the day to be a little bit stressful because, it, you know, birthdays go every which way. And also they're just another one of the days, like all of the days in the year that only happens once. Yeah. So anyways, maybe while thinking about those things, I'm going to play Use of Time by 311. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. I hope you're having a peaceful start to the day. And if not, I hope you're making the space for yourself to find peace at some point. So anyways, here is Use of Time. Thank you. Okay, that was Use of Time. That was Use of Time by 311, Ground Zero by Bam Bam, and Demolition Lovers by My Chemical Romance. I figured it wouldn't be, like, you know, really my birthday show if I didn't play Demolition Lovers, which is probably one of my favorite songs of all time. And it also reminds me of, like, when I maybe was in middle school, which, you know, is kind of up next in the lore of this playlist. But anyways, there was this cool thing, and I was reading Paper Towns by John Green or something, and just this line that the main character was saying about how, like, the metaphor you choose for life has implications. Like, if you're a blade of grass, then we're all infinitely connected, but also, you know, bending and standing straight with all the forces of time and other pieces of grass and stuff. But anyways, I think in Demolition Lovers, it talks about kind of people being bullets, you know, that really can deeply wound one another. And I think for a lot of life, the only way I could describe all of my feelings was that, you know, they hurt a lot at points. And they felt insurmountable, but then how cool is it to, I guess, survive through those moments that were kind of unimaginably hard? And I think also growing up, and, you know, I guess I'm kind of in my middle school section of this playlist. But anyways, yeah, things kind of started going downhill at like 13. You know, you stop being like, you know, things got a little real then for some reason. But there's plenty to get through. I want to play this Paramore song that meant so much to me, and I, like, think about all the time. Like, the Fridays I would spend, I had this CD player in my house, and was really excited to, like, you know, be getting into music, and, like, no one understands me or whatever. I was listening to this brand new Eyes album, and this song would come on. I was like, I am feeling peace. Yeah, it's a little overwhelming to think of everything at once, which is why you gotta spread it out over, you know, a lifetime and stuff. But, birthdays are a little heavy. But they can also be light if you just don't think too much. But that's never really been me. Anyways, my cue's a little funky, but I'm going to surprise you with whatever's next. And just know that it's probably about me feeling like the world was so cruel when I was in middle school. Okay, that was I'm Low on Gas and You Need a Jacket, whatever that means, Pierce the Veil. And Turn It Off by Paramore from their album Brand New Eyes, which is near and dear to my heart. Thinking about, you know, as I've grown up, you know, when I was like, you know, in middle school and going into high school and stuff, you know, before it gets any better, we're heading for a cliff or whatever. That didn't really mean anything to me. You know, and then you go through more life experiences and then suddenly things start, you know, making sense. Life imitates art, if you will. Or it doesn't. I don't really know. But, yeah, I love those songs, and I love Paramore. So, anyways, it's time for a PSA, and an important one is numbers to think about, worldwide prison populations. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States at a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison at a rate of 117 per 100,000. While Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. Anyways, so these numbers might be a little outdated, but they're still really bad. And trust they are as disproportionate as, you know, previously noted. But some initiatives to look out for that at least I'm aware of, the Equal Justice Initiative by, you know, Brian Stevenson's, you know, brainchild is really epic and something to look into and support. Also, in terms of things to look into and support, there is a Black Maternal Health Conference this Friday, which is really exciting. You can attend in person or virtually in Boston. And it is a really beautiful space and really important work. And yeah, would be lovely to have more people in attendance. So I guess as we get into the latter half, it's time to float a little bit, I guess. I haven't listened to Elliott Smith in a, you know, I had a really deep Elliott Smith phase last winter / spring. And was it good for me? No, but neither were the events of last winter or spring. But anyways, there's one of my favorite songs that someone played at a little show this weekend, and I really love it, and it's very nostalgic to me. So anyways, gonna start the rest of the set off with 13 by Elliott Smith. And yeah, just be at peace. Anyways, enjoy.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance, and I'll take okay. and I'll shake
if I could go back to a time before now, before I ever fell down, go back to a time when I was just a girl, when I had the good.
Alright, that was, I believe, 13 by Elliott Smith, To Forgive by The Smashing Pumpkins, A Lot's Gonna Change by Way Is Blood, and Nice Dream by Radiohead. Feeling volatile, but, you know, I have been working on being super present, and I'm glad I'm aware of that feeling from head to toe. Super distracted because I can hear my iPad alarm going off in my backpack and I want to throw it out the window, but I'm not going to do that because I'm here right now. Anyways, getting to the end here, and give me like 2 seconds. Like I said, very volatile. Had to turn the alarm off. Anyways, side note, but not even side note, I've actually really never, ever been in this world alone. Kind of. Maybe for 1 minute, but I do have a twin brother. And, yeah, it's a silly, it's been a weird experience, like, leaving the house and, you know, I always celebrate my birthday with someone else. And growing up and going away has meant, you know, it's created this sort of absence. And, you know, in some ways I can kind of fill it with further reflection and stuff, but sometimes I don't need that and I just, you know, would like to see my brother. But anyways, next song is called Twin Falls by Built to Spill, as I am a twin. Lyrics aren't super applicable, but you know, it's twindom. And then the last song I think is, a note I want to end on in that, yeah, I think right now, like, this past semester, it's, you know, there's been disappointment, there's been pain, interpersonal demons, hard time adjusting, like, you know, feeling like I'm not doing things well enough or, you know, I'm not, you know, where everyone else is. But, you know, I tell myself all the time comparison is not a true perception of reality, but I'm also, you know, really trying to sit with the fact that there is no one exactly like me to a T on the planet, or especially at Tufts. And that's a really beautiful and exciting thing. And I love that everyone is a unique and special person, but yeah, it's getting harder to buy into the idea that, or maybe not buy into the idea, but, you know, why would I be on any path besides my own? And why would I know exactly what it's going to look like? Because no one's ever lived it before. And I am excited to get started on another year of, you know, living through things and listening to my heart and making sense of the world. But it's a little exhausting at times, but there's so much love and joy and just so much to balance out any of the agony with. So here is to looking for that. And yeah, this has been Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Yeah, and if I don't see you by the end of the episode, thank you so much for listening from the bottom of my being. I really love this space, and it's, you know, the one creative thing I've kind of been able to keep going for the past little while, I guess. Time is relative and long times are relative. But anyways, thank you so much. And I hope you have a really beautiful day, and I hope the sun comes out for you. And if the rain comes, I hope it washes some things away. Okay, so much love out to the world, and here is Twin Falls, and everyone knows the last song I'll play, so.
Christmas, Twin Falls, Idaho is her oldest memory. She was only two. It's the first time she felt blue. Cafeteria, Harrison, elementary. Beneath a parachute, I saw her without shoes. Seven up, I touched her thumb, and she knew it was me. Although she couldn't see, unless, of course, she peeked. My mom's good, she got me out of Twin Falls, Idaho, before I got too old. You know how that goes. That's where she still was the summer she turned 17. 1983, 3 weeks after me. Last I heard was she had twins, or maybe it was three. Although I've never seen, that don't bother me.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself,